Ross, thank you so much for doing this today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys.
So somebody on Twitter said to me, it's like it's 2 a.m. and the only girl left in the bar is your ex-girlfriend. You look at each other and say, what the heck? Does that is that being unfair to this to you and to Jose Bautista and getting this deal done?
Yeah, in more ways than one. I'm a little bit uncomfortable responding altogether to that, but
well, I figured I would do that. I figured I would do that, Ross, because I know that one of the things Edwin Encarnacion's agent tried to do when you guys talked was, talk about it. It's like a relationship, you know, just because you're dating other people. You're right. We probably shouldn't go down there. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, hey, we're elated to have Jose here. We really are. That he is meant a lot to this organization. He means a lot to the Toronto Blue Jays. He means a lot to the city of Toronto, and we're a better team that he's here.
Now, Ross, I every time I looked at that lineup before you brought in Jose Bautista and there was no Edwin, I thought, who was going to protect your biggest asset, which was Josh Donaldson. How much did this signing of Bautista go into that? You think, how do you get this guy pitches to hit? If I have a guy like Bautista hitting in front of him or behind him, that's only going to help.
Yeah, and Kendrys won't hurt either. You know, I think having the three of those guys in the middle of the lineup is going to be one of the better lineups in baseball. So, you know, here we are again as a feared offense, and Jose was integral to making sure that happened, because you're absolutely right, Kevin, that, you know, if you can pitch around a guy, or if a guy is, just getting pitched too aggressively in, whatever it may be, having that balance in your lineup and it being a little bit longer is extremely valuable. And I think, you know, there's not going to be too many pitching staffs that are going to want to come into Rogers Center again next year.
Ross, we saw at the winter meetings, on the very last day of the winter meetings, you and J.L. Liu having what seemed to be a fairly animated discussion right down sort of in Media Row. MLB Network was there. We were there. MLB Radio was there. I think a lot of us left the winter meetings thinking, okay, this has become really contentious. When did it change? You know, when did the cold light of day set in, I guess, would be the way I would put it.
You know, that was Jay and I have known each other for a long time. So, you know, I think it was a very honest and open dialogue. I think the challenge becomes in any negotiation is when you are quote-unquote positioning and quote-unquote still considering alternatives, it can become frustrating. It can become stagnant. And so that's all that was. And, you know, I think it was probably right about that time that, our interactions increased, the number of those interactions increased. So, but there's so many balls in the air for him and for us that, you know, it probably isn't until you start to exchange numbers and put things in writing that things move. And, you know, that was roughly a week and a half to 2 weeks ago where that started to occur.
Well, sorry.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Now, Ross, I heard you say something about Jose may play a little bit of first base. He's going to be mainly in right field. Now, when I got a little bit older, it was just harder for me to play multiple positions. It was a lot of thought. I was more worried about trying to hit a fastball because certain things just didn't work the way they were supposed to work, and I didn't really want to worry about playing multiple positions. How hard do you think that would be for him to do? We know he's a great athlete. He takes care of his body. But let's face it, he's here to hit, and he's here to – protect a lot of people and make this team better on the offensive side. And what he does defensively is that's a plus. Is that going to be an issue for him to play multiple positions?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a fair question. But I think really what it comes down to is the way we're built today, he doesn't need to play first base. But the way we're built in 2 months, you just never know, right? It could be an injury. It could be something that changes in our lineup. It could be performance. So having someone that is as athletic as he is, and if he could play some first base, that's a benefit. That's all. And it's more about his attitude and the spirit of him being open to it is the reason I made the comment.
Ross, you also said that you went down, or you, I should say, the team went down and spent some time with Jose in the offseason and watched him work out. What did you see during those workouts? Did you need to have any fears laid down there, or was it just a matter of wanting to, you know, make sure that the guy was, you know, was basically the guy that finished the year with you?
And why not is really the reason that we did it is let's any information that we can get that gives us confidence to, you know, add a member to this organization, we'll do. We had incredible knowledge of Jose. Obviously, we know him as well as he knows us. Things and in the world of professional athletes, things change and things evolve, and things were looking up for Jose, and we wanted to see it. So it wasn't so much an evaluation as much as spending time with him and laying our eyes on things that we were hearing.
How many games does he have to play in the first 2 years for the third year to vest? Can you tell us that, or?
Yeah, I'd rather not get into the subtleties of the contract. But I mean, essentially, if the first thing that has to happen is the mutual option needs to be picked up, and if he's a healthy player for those 2 years, then it would vest.
I've covered teams who have had players on similar contracts where it became an issue. Season didn't go well. In this case, it was a pitcher. It was Oil Can Boyd. The Expos just started cutting back his starts. Cost him a vesting option. Is there any concern that when you do something like that, you're also kind of putting your manager in a position where, okay, it's not just a matter of necessarily is Jose healthy and ready to play today. It's almost like you have to pull a calculator out and go, geez, if I sit him here, am I going to have to play him here? Because I don't want to end up with him being three games shy of what he needs for that to vest.
So in this case, I'm not concerned. You know, I think one, the first step will be the mutual option, and then the second step, he has to have two very healthy seasons.
Sure.
So, and then to the point of putting the manager in the position, we will be front and center with John Gibbons on that. If we're in that position, that's a very good position to be in. So, we're going to do right. We're going to do right by the person, by the team, by the organization, by being out in front about it and extremely open about it and communicate with the player. So not a concern.
You used the word leadership to describe Edward Rogers' role in this. And I think this is intriguing a lot of people because it's something that people, I think, have frankly maybe wanted to see in terms of this team. Look, I don't want you to get into any specifics or anything, but is it safe to say that Edward Rogers is more involved in the day-to-day operations of the team now than perhaps last year last year's when you came into the picture?
Yeah, and I would say only because of, that is, here's what I would say. Yes, okay. He is, and it's just, it like anything else, it takes time for that relationship to evolve, and he and Mark have an incredible relationship that is going to continue to get better. And he's been great with us. He's been a leader, and he's been involved. He cares. He's a great person, and we've already, this organization has benefited greatly.